exercise change?
Objections and false objections, really. And people, some people simply don't have it. I guess you just have to admit that some people are, for me, I call it weakness, but they simply don't have the strength of character to exhibit the motivation. So they're just not going to get there. But for other people who do have it, they are going to be continually challenged along the way and sidetracked. It could be, I don't know, I mean, we all get it, don't we? We could go through a period where you're a little bit lower motivated because you're stressed at work. Mm. You simply can't fit the time in for training. It's getting all a little bit on top of you. Mm. Maybe you got sick. Maybe you got injured. Maybe your wife got ill. The dog got put down. Or all those things, you have to allow for that, those challenges on your journey. There are many, many things that can sidetrack you. Mm.
Time as a barrier seems to be a really big issue for a lot of people.
Yes, I hear that one a lot. Sometimes I think it's a false objection because when people say that to me, I say to them, "Well, how much time a week do you need to do that?" "Oh, well, I need to do an hour a day for that." And you say, "Well, how come you haven't got an hour a day for something you really want to do that's a priority for you?" And what are you doing? You know, what time do you go to work? What time do you have lunch? What time do you come home? What time do you go to bed? Usually they do have the time, but they're simply not prepared to fit it in.
Okay.
So I say to them things like, well, maybe you could do it before you went to work. Maybe you could get up at 5, not 7. Mm. "Oh, I've got children, it's all right. You know, you don't have children." Okay, well, maybe you need to get some help from your wife, or you do have an hour where you can do it. Mm. So you need, both of you are heading for this goal, not just you. So it's for me, it's pretty basic stuff. Maybe you could look after the kids in the evening, and then when they've gone to bed, you can do your hour then before you go to bed. Yeah. So I think usually people use time as an excuse. Okay. I think they do have the time.
So you said something interesting just a little bit back, again, around that importance. And what I'm hearing from you sort of now and during these other questions is that if something's important enough,
you will
overcome those barriers. Or yeah, and that for that barrier, you know, you'll overcome it and you'll make the time, or it could be other barriers. If something's important enough, you'll get over those barriers and go for it.
Yes, I'm assuming that what they've picked to do is important. Mm. If it's not important to them, then they're never going to achieve it.
Okay.
But if it is important, then they are going to sacrifice a lot of other things to get there, aren't they? Well, that's my assumption.
Sure.
If I want to do a particular race, that's going to involve a lot of effort, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of doctor visits, potentially, a lot of physio visits, potentially, a lot of nutrition changes, a lot of early rises, a lot of racing out to do a run at lunchtime between appointments. You assume all that stuff. That's normal. So you go into it knowing and thinking about it, and you are prepared to make those sacrifices. And I know I'm not the only one that does that. So you have to build that into your goal.
Yeah.
Can I achieve it? Is it realistic?
We're seeing just now, again, I guess it's that self-awareness coming back in as well. So you have to be very self-aware and honest. That comes in again. What's it going to take?
Have you thought about it?
Yeah, have you thought about it?
Have you honestly thought about it?
After you've honestly thought about it, and it is still important to you, if you're at that point, then you're looking pretty good.
See, a lot of the issue around most people is they simply don't place a realistic goal in front of themselves.
Okay.
I think that the goal picking is wrong. And they also are not able to clearly outline what sacrifices they're going to need to make to get there. Mm. I mean, I don't even know if I agree with my own choice of words there, because to me it's not a sacrifice.
Mm.
It's an absolute pleasure to be able to run, for example, 100 miles. I'm very lucky to be able to do it. If you go around running around the hospitals or things like that, there'd be a lot of people that would dearly like to be able to do 100 metres, let alone 100 miles. Mm. So I continually feel lucky to be able to do it. So for me, it's not a sacrifice. Every day, if I get up and watch the sunrise and run in the hills around here, I can't understand why I'm the only guy out there, because I'm the luckiest guy in the world to be able to see that sunrise. So I don't understand the problem.
Yeah. There's a message there. And I think that's whatever it is you are going to do exercise-wise, make sure you enjoy it.
Yes, exactly.
And then a lot of these other things may fall into place because they become non-issues.
Yeah, well, that's the goal again, isn't it?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Make sure you select a realistic goal.
Yeah, so even, you know, it's not as black and white as just saying select a realistic goal and go for it, but that is absolutely going to help. And part of that goal being realistic is the fact that you like what you're doing.
You've got to enjoy
yeah.
the repetition that leads up to that goal.
Right, that's a good way of putting it too. It's not just about the glory.
No, and again, I don't think I'm the only one that would say this. For me, it's not actually the race that is the goal. The journey is often more enjoyable and more rewarding than the ultimate execution of the race plan. Mm. That it's like an exam. It's merely testing what you've learned. Mm. You already know that you can do it when you get there. So it can't be the goal, can it?
Mm. The work's already gone in at that point. Mm. Yeah, that's an interesting way to look at it.